This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Ring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We, for those of you just tuning in, have been talking about a disturbing story out of Utah, which may or may not have been orchestrated from higher levels. That's up to you to speculate on. I find it believable that it could have been. The school is saying it was not. What happened was a health teacher sent students home to inventory their parents' medicine cabinets, bring back the details. What medicines are in there? Whose medicines are they? When do they expire? That kind of information. The school's saying they didn't know. They're sorry. They don't support what this teacher did. However, even if you believe that this was an innocent mistake on the part of a, you know, just a genuinely curious health teacher who wasn't planning on turning the information over to the police, then still there's real stories that we can absolutely verify from DARE class, which show these DARE officers encouraging students to turn their own parents in if they're marijuana users, among other drugs. Those stories are absolutely real, which is why I believe that this story out of Utah of the junior high school students being asked to go home and turn over information about what's in their medicine cabinets, I think it may not have been an accident or an oops. But there's more here because, Mark, we got into a discussion in the last hour where you read some sort of opinion piece that suggested that possession of one's own prescription medication when that medication has expired is not illegal. You did point out correctly that was a legal opinion. So I have another legal opinion here that I would like to share.
You get you get five lawyers in a room, you'll get seven legal opinions.
Yeah, so here's this is from a lawyer's website, Edmund Folsom. He's an attorney in Maine. And now he's looking here at Maine statutes. Okay, so what he's saying applies to his opinion about Maine's drug laws. Just to be clear, a lot of statutes you'll find is kind of boilerplate. There's a lot of similarities between criminal statutes in different places, so this may or may not apply in the area where you live. Maybe it'll be more strict where you live, maybe it'll be less strict, and again, maybe Mr. Folsom is wrong in his interpretation here. But again, it's always opinions when lawyers tell you something, and even when judges say something, it's an opinion as well. I mean, that's why the Supreme Court can reverse itself and make changes to their opinions. But I just thought this was interesting. So he says that prescription drugs are scheduled drugs, and Maine law prohibits the possession of something that is a scheduled drug. Quote, intentionally or knowingly possessing what one knows or believes to be a scheduled drug, which is in fact a scheduled drug. Well, all prescription drugs are scheduled. So anyone who receives a filled prescription meets the above definition. The only reason that every person who picks up their own prescription medication isn't immediately guilty of this unlawful possession is because the law has exceptions for possession of scheduled drugs under certain authorized circumstances. Interrupt me here if you're not following.
I gotcha.
That's right. Possession of your own prescription drugs is illegal unless you're careful to possess them only in certain circumstances. Well, what are those circumstances, you might be
asking? That would be important.
A person is not authorized to possess his or her own prescription drug unless the drug is, quote, in the container in which it was delivered by the person selling or dispensing the drugs.
Which means that everybody who has those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just the letters on them, S, M, T, W, T.
To help you organize and know when you've actually taken your pills. Because if you could go through your day and not remember, oh, crap, did I take my pills earlier today?
I remember us reading this something like this in the past, where essentially somebody got in trouble for having their pills and exactly something like that.
Yep.
Because how can the copper decide whether or not what you've got is legal or illegal when it's in one of those containers?
He can't.
And remember, it used to be you're innocent until proven guilty, but I'm sorry, we don't do that anymore.
So, I mean, it's true. What you're talking about, Mark, having one of those prescription pill organizing things, which are so common.
Oh, yeah.
Totally illegal if you're putting any kind of prescription pill. Any kind, not just narcotics. Not just like, the ones that'll get you high, but any prescription pill outside of its original jar. Criminal offense. it's all to protect the children, of course. This is our war on drugs. We need to make sure the kids don't get their hands. I mean, it's just ridiculous, these rules. But there's more. That's just the first point. There's only one circumstance in which a person is authorized to possess his or her own prescription drug outside of its original container, and that is when the drug is in use. As soon as the prescription drug is removed from its original pill bottle, the person who possesses it commits a crime unless the drug is, at that point, in use. Now, obviously, if a person takes a pill directly from the bottle and swallows it, the drug is in use during that process. But what if the person's supposed to take a pill every 4 hours and doesn't want to carry the pill bottle around? What if the person puts a couple of pills in his or her pocket before heading off to work? These aren't uncommon things. The pertinent statute says a drug may be considered in use when it has been placed in reasonable repackaging for more convenient, legitimate medical use. But placing
that sounds like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing.
But placing a pill in a pocket doesn't involve repackaging, so the person would arguably commit unlawful possession while the drug is in his or her pocket. There is an affirmative defense available to some who are prosecuted for possessing their own prescription drug in unauthorized circumstances, but to successfully use the defense, the person must prove by a preponderance of the evidence that he or she possessed a valid prescription for the drug and at all times intended the drug to be used only for legitimate medical use in conformity with the instructions provided by the prescriber and dispenser. Don't scoff at the possibility that the person could be charged for carrying his or her own prescription medications loose in a pocket. There is at least one prosecutorial district in Maine where at least one assistant district attorney will not hesitate to bring a charge against a person for that conduct. In September of 2012, a story appeared in the Bangor Daily News about a man who was prosecuted for possessing a single oxycodone pill in his home outside of the pill's original container. Although the defendant had a prescription for the medication, the expiration date had passed. The Superior Court Justice, hearing the case, questioned whether a person could be guilty of possessing a drug that was prescribed to him. The Bangor Daily News quoted the assistant district attorney handling the case as claiming he personally had prosecuted, quote, hundreds, unquote, of similar cases. The assistant just said, I don't think this can't happen to you or your grandma.
And apparently it can't just happen in the South either, Mike.
The assistant district attorney operates on the theory that if your prescription was expired on the date of the alleged conduct, you no longer possessed a valid prescription at that time and therefore cannot avail yourself of that affirmative defense. So I'd be real careful telling anybody that possession of a prescription medication after it has expired is legal. It may not be, depending on the interpretation of your local district attorney's office.
And the thing I'd like to point out,
and judge,
is when a district attorney or a judge, in most cases, it doesn't matter what judges and juries think, because it's far fewer than 1% of cases of arrests are going to end up in trial. The fact is the vast majority of them end up in plea bargains or they're just dismissed entirely. But trials are very rare. So what judges think really just doesn't matter that much. But, these prosecutors, they don't pay the price. If I was a prosecutor and I decide, you know, having that vitamin C tablet, that's a problem. I'm going to charge you with that. What's going to happen to me?
Well, Mark, you could overdose on that vitamin C. I mean, they're just trying to protect you here.
You have to pay all kinds of money to defend yourself. I've got to pay nothing to prosecute you. My job. So the prosecution costs the state nothing and benefits the state actors through promotions. Lots of these prosecutors end up going on to attorney general and other elected offices. It costs them nothing. They benefit. It's a lawyer industrial complex, now, and you are the fuel.
I don't know, Mark, if reasonable repackaging would be considered the little multi-day thing that you were talking about.
I don't
want
to trust them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what reasonable repackaging is, but it's interesting. At the end of his story, he points out that in Maine, the law on possessing one's own prescription drug was at one point even more stringent. So it's actually been somewhat decriminalized. There was a time when possession of prescription drug was only authorized if the drug was in its original container, without any exception for reasonable repackaging for a more convenient medical use. So again, your mileage may vary. Even in Maine, the laws have changed over the years. Just because this is illegal in Maine or is legal in Maine, depending on how you interpret the statutes, doesn't mean it'll be the same way in New York or California or Illinois or Ohio or wherever. So
Yeah.
This is a crazy area of the law where all kinds of innocent, peaceful people are being rounded up and put into prison cells for not harming anybody else, just having some prescription medication, whether it was theirs or someone else's. The only solution here to end this madness is to legalize all prescription drugs. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That is hackthetrackers.com. So we've got other drug-related stories here tonight. Mark, you brought in a story about some students at a junior high school who were asked to go and inventory their parents' medicine cabinets. The school is saying, whoa, we didn't know that. We would oppose that. We don't support what our teacher did there. How dare she? Well, are they being genuine, or are they really just covering because they were requested to do that by the Department of Homeland Security or the local police department?
I don't like wild speculation, but
I don't consider it wild because we know that DARE class teachers have absolutely encouraged the students to turn in their parents. There are reports in the news about that over the past few years, so it wouldn't surprise me at all whether that were true. And still looking for somebody who's a supporter of the war on drugs, somebody who thinks that it should be illegal to give somebody another, like, you know, if you've got a problem and you know that your family member has a certain prescription medication that would help you with that problem, let's say it's a little bit of pain and you don't really want to go to the doctor and get your own pain prescription, but you know somebody's got an extra hydrocodone. Now, look, I don't necessarily, I'm not a huge fan of these opiates for pain management, but some people like them. So let's say you want to get one of those from your friend or family member. I don't think that should be a crime. I think you own your own body. I think that, you know, you should decide what things you put inside your body. You should be able to get as much advice from experts and friends or, you know, professionals as you would like before somehow, you make that decision.
Somehow our great-great-grandparents figured out how to use opiates and laudanum and these kind of things, and to not that much of an ill effect, frankly. Mostly these things got were made illegal because Chinaman laws, yellow man laws in the 1880s and 1890s, you know, many times, if you look at the history of the war on drugs, you'll find marijuana's made illegal because of blacks and Mexicans.
Yep.
You'll find cocaine was made illegal because, whoa, we can't have the black guys snorting this stuff. They'll forget their place. And this is really the history of the war on drugs. And I think it's very important. When people talk about equality and they're not willing to talk about the war on drugs, the new Jim Crow, when you take a look at convictions when it comes to the war on drugs, if you're not willing to talk about the war on drugs and you want to talk about equality, I don't take you seriously. Like, there's nothing to talk about.
So if you're a drug warrior and you want to continue this madness of locking peaceful people up who've never harmed anybody else, I sure would love to hear from you, although I don't expect to. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Lee Hand in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Lee Hand?
Yes.
You're on the air.
I'd like to say that instead of snitching on somebody to lock them up, I think they should snitch on somebody to get them a job and get paid for it, like a reward. And that would mean that they could pay restitution, they continue to work. And
it's a little hard to understand. It sounds like you may have a speech impediment. I'm not sure, but you're saying people should snitch to get a job? I misunderstood what you said. One more time.
Yes. Instead of snitching and getting paid to get somebody locked up, they should snitch, get paid to get somebody's job. That way they can pay restitution instead of having dead time where they wouldn't.
To whom would they pay restitution?
Some kind of money to show that you committed a crime or whatever.
Why would you want someone to snitch on another person who hasn't harmed anyone else? Look, we're not talking about snitching on someone who committed murder here. That, I don't think, is
right.
A problem. I don't consider that to be snitching. That's you're going after somebody who's a valid criminal. But if you're snitching on somebody for possession of a firearm or possession of a drug or something like that, then you're the one who becomes the aggressor. And I would not recommend that anybody participate in snitching. It turns neighbors against neighbors. It turns family against family. And it just destroys relationships and it destroys community. And I thank you, Leanne, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, I released some video footage to the internet from last weekend's Pumpkin Fest riots. Which had, you know,
we're right here in Keene, New Hampshire, the home of the only white riot I've ever heard of.
I don't know about that, Mark. That's an excellent
maybe
question.
Maybe in the U.S.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's some soccer hooligans in the U.K.
Yeah.
who've done some rioting. And there's certainly been plenty of riots after sports games and things like that in the U.S. That I don't know if those are considered white riots or not, but if they're majority white, is it a white riot?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
It just kind of amuses me.
Yeah, so there were some riots
really?
Here
what have
in
you
Keene.
Got to riot about?
There were some riots here in Keene last week, actually 1 week ago on Saturday night last week. And I was out during the day. I recorded video footage of people throwing bottles, full bottles of beer at one another, among other things. And, you know, this is a dangerous thing to do. This was an incredibly dangerous bottle war, if you want to use that term for it.
It's a terrible waste of alcohol.
And I, as I was recording this, you know, I realized that there was a good chance the police would use this footage to, you know, make arrests. And I went ahead and did it anyway because I think those people are doing something that's aggressive. I think the people throwing bottles are putting other humans in danger. And
you're a newsman. No one gives anybody trouble. No one gives any trouble to a journalist that goes around the world and takes pictures of things that are going on in foreign countries, wars and conflicts. Why in the world would they give you trouble here? I think that I think what you've done is a community service.
Yeah, well, I actually went a little further after I saw the Keene police had taken still frames from my video. I went down and I gave them the raw files. I gave them the, you know, unedited 1080p raw files from that particular occurrence. And I figured that might upset some people, and it did. You know, some people got upset about that. There's some people who hate the police so much that they will do nothing whatsoever to help them. And then there was also the argument that the police aren't the most compassionate way to deal with situations, and I agree with that. But unfortunately, they're the only way that we have of dealing with violence against other human beings. And so to...
Yeah, I'd want to know who flipped my car over, especially if I didn't have car insurance to cover something like that. I mean, That's a really terrible thing to do to somebody.
If we're
just because you've drank too much alcohol, you've come across the state to have a big fat party and, woo, F the police. Yeah, like, screw that.
If we're talking about crimes that involve victims, then I don't mind helping the police. I really don't. I don't think the police are necessarily evil. I think they're humans, and they've been doing a job that has them doing wrong things. By part of doing their job, they're doing evil. They themselves, I think they think they're doing the right thing. And when they're doing the wrong thing, I will let them know, hey, stop arresting those people for possession of cannabis. Stop arresting those college students for open container, for underage drinking. They don't need to be spending their time on that. Investigating real crimes, that's not a problem. I don't consider that snitching. What do you think?
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at cccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. Doesn't have to necessarily be about this insane war on drugs that is turning neighbor against neighbor, that is turning friend against friend, that is turning kids against their own parents. You're welcome to comment on anything here. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Do you have a will? Is your will written out? Is it up to date? If it's not, you need to go to LegalZoom.com. They make it entirely inexpensive, very easy to get a will. They also have these living trusts, living wills, all the things that you need, leases, deed transfers, copyrights, name changes, prenuptial agreements, powers of attorney, pet protection, divorce, immigration, all kinds of things that you need for legal documents, and they've got them. Now, they're not lawyers, but that was created by attorneys, and I have done my will over there, and what this does is this prevents you from having to deal with all kinds of problems. If you don't have a will, you're giving your money to the government, and then they can decide how much your heirs get. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL. You'll save $10 on your order. It's well worth it. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Andy on the line in Madison listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Cool. I wanted to call and talk a little bit about the drug law stuff. I'll preface this. I'm not a supporter of our war on drugs. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm also a convicted drug felon in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah. And I guess, fortunately or unfortunately, due to that, I'm also now finally a recovered drug addict, a couple years sober now as kind of a result of my doings in the past. But I'm also a certified pharmacy technician, and in terms of what you guys were talking about a couple minutes ago with, you know, being able to, you know, help out a family member or a friend, you know, with a prescription here and there, I understand the point you were trying to make about, you know, how it is our own body and we're obviously free to do, you know, whatever positive or negative to it.
You should be free, but you're not free.
Well, yeah, you should be. But, you know, the one thing I just wanted to bring up was that, you know, your aunt or cousin or your neighbor may or may not know, you know, what other prescriptions or illicit drugs you might be on. They might not know all of your drug allergies, you know, possible interactions. You know, I mean, things could get dangerous for you.
Complicated.
You know,
sure. Yeah. Well, you've got to know yourself, right? You've got to know what you're going to be taking. I have a friend who took some sort of some kind of birth control patch recently, and I said, hey, do you know anything about this thing that you're putting on your body? Have you done any research into this? So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to be taking an oxycodone or hydrocodone or something like that, and you don't know how that's going to interact with any other prescriptions you might be on or any other kind of, you know, if you how will it work with drinking or whatever sort of contraindicating factors, then it should be your responsibility. I mean, ultimately, yes, that's why having experts or at least purported experts to go and visit and get their opinion is a valuable thing. But I don't think that should prohibit people from making that choice, right? Like if somebody wants to make that choice, they should be free to do so. I should be free to go and buy some sort of medication that is currently prescription. I should be able to buy that over the counter just like anything else because I shouldn't have to go and subject myself to this doctor monopoly, essentially, because they restrict the amount of doctors that you can have out there.
Over-the-counter drugs can cause all kinds of problems, too.
Exactly. So,
oh, well,
you know,
definitely. Yeah. And the large majority of people, you know, have no clue, you know, what exactly they're doing when they're mixing, you know, their DayQuil with their blood pressure medicine with this.
I agree completely, you know. But we run into a very dangerous situation in this world when we decide to set the rules based on the dumbest among us. And when you decide to do that, what you're doing is the bar has to keep getting lower, you know?
Yeah, so I say buyer beware and let people make their own decisions. Andy, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thanks for the call, and, you know, keeping the conversation going.
We will. That's what we do here best. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Denny is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Denny.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk to you about the war on drugs that you've been mentioning earlier.
Yes, sir.
I have two things to say. First of all, I myself am in a similar situation. I was given medication. I actually have kidney stones. And I'm sure you all know that they're unbelievably, ungodly painful. And I was given, and when I showed up to the hospital thinking I had some kind of, you know, like maybe my appendix had ruptured. You know, they said extreme pain and sickness. And I went to the emergency room over it. You know, they said, no, you passed the kidney stone. And he gave me just about a bucket of hydrocodones. And he said, whenever you feel like you're about to pass another one, take one of these. And I thought he's given me maybe about, I'd say about 15 of them, right?
So the doctor, the doctor himself handed them to you?
Yeah, he wrote the prescription out and said, in case you ever are about to pass one, take one of these, it'll help you with the pain. I passed one not 2 weeks later, and I had to use one. Now, it's been about 3 years now, and I just have a bottle full of hydrocodone sitting in my medicine cabinet, unused.
This may or may not be your real name.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, just I have no idea. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just in that similar situation, which I can't really use it because I don't have a need to. It's been years since I have passed the kidney stone.
You know if it is illegal in West Virginia to possess expired prescription medications?
Not that I'm aware of. I really it never even crossed my mind.
Yeah, well, just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it's not illegal, right?
Right. They created this maxim probably 900 years ago about ignorance of the law being no excuse. And then what they did was pass so many laws you'll never know what they could possibly be. The police, the prosecutors, they don't know what they all are.
Right. That's, yeah, that's scary. Me about it, because it never crossed my mind at all until I heard about this. And I thought, okay, I've got to call in and see, just to see exactly how bad this situation could be.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, there's different opinions out there about whether or not that would be considered illegal to have those. Some in the prosecutor's office would argue that it is, depending on state law. And so you got to be really careful there. And like you said, you know, you had no idea. And so hopefully we've done the community a service here tonight on Free Talk Live. Thanks, Denny, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-453. We've got Daniel in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, are you actually saying that oxycodone and methamphetamines should be over-the-counter drugs that anyone could just walk in and buy?
Absolutely. That's freedom, baby.
I'd point out that methamphetamines, before you go on, I'd point out that methamphetamines is the result of the war on drugs, not, you know, I mean, this thing didn't exist prior to that.
That's got to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever. So it's all right for somebody, because you're talking about making laws for the dumber among us. It's the smarter among us that become dumb once they start doing what they think is smart, like making money on people that don't know what they're getting themselves into. If you're going to sell, I'm a big fan of legalizing marijuana. It's far more risk. It's far less risky than alcohol is.
I'd agree.
Cases. Okay. And I believe the war on drug for marijuana is ridiculous. If you're going to say it should be legal to make crack, then you might as well say it's legal to go ahead and sell oxycodone over the counter.
Yeah, it should be legal to do those things.
Well, I would say the illegality of cocaine caused the creation of crack.
But you got to understand, smart people think that they are smarter than everybody else. Therefore, taking 3 oxycodones and going out to the bar would be an all right thing for them to do. And it's not. And once it starts trickling down into the hands of kids, who then become addicted, who then become our future, pretty much. If you're
know that you can buy, just to clarify something, Daniel, I'm glad you called tonight. I would like you to hang on so we can continue this discussion.
Okay.
I want you to know, though, that you can already buy oxycodones on the black market. You can pay $20 a pill for those, and people do, and that's why lots of people get robbed in order to pay, you know, to have the person be able to acquire the drugs they're looking for. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for as little as $5 per month. If you like what we're doing, you can help us get on more radio stations. We've got over 160 great AM and FM radio stations from coast to coast and beyond that are carrying the show today. But we could have 300, 400, 500. That's all possible. It just takes money to market the program to those radio stations and their program directors. We can also bring more internet listeners on board. We can expand our satellite footprint around the globe with free-to-air satellite coverage. So those are all things we can do with your $5 a month. And you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Go get the details. Get signed up. Please, makes a big difference for us when you do it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Daniel in Virginia. Now, Daniel, you're the first caller tonight who has been in favor of the war on drugs. However, you did clarify marijuana should be legal.
I'm not in favor of the war on drugs. I think it's a huge waste of time and money.
Really?
Resources for this country that could be going to a lot of other things.
I'm sorry. I thought you had said earlier that you thought it should be illegal for people to purchase prescription drugs without, you know, a prescription.
That's not a war on drugs, guys. When you're getting
people are going to prison for decades.
Hold on. When you're getting high-powered, addictive, severely addictive drugs into the hands of people that can't handle it, that's not a war on drugs. That's common sense. If we didn't have rules, we'd still all be swinging in trees, flinging feces at each other. There has to be some form of guidance from the people that know better to the people that don't.
Whoa! You think politicians? Wait a minute! You think politicians know more than you?
Oh hell no! No! See,
what kind of guidance are you looking for?
I think I run my life. Okay, I decide what I want to do. I'm an adult. I'm 52 years old. I'm an adult. I make wise decisions to the best of my ability. A 16-year-old does not. So you're
saying. But if you decide. So hold on. I just want to understand what you're saying. So you're saying that because you're in your 50s, you should be free to buy any medication you want without having a doctor's prescription, but teenager should
absolutely
not?
Absolutely not. Because I don't want to get addicted to something that's gonna mess my life up. Okay.
So therefore, you should be punished if you go out and you buy, let's say a friend of yours gives you some prescription medication, you support going to prison for that.
No, to you, recreational drugs and over-the-counter drugs for serious medical conditions are the same thing.
By the way, I'd just like to clarify something for you. The things you're calling recreational drugs, in many cases, can be used to cure things as severe as PTSD. There are studies on MDMA and psychedelic mushrooms that show very significantly that these things can help cure things like anxiety and PTSD. So, I'm sorry, though you can use some drugs for recreational purposes...
They're usually done with some kind of guidance, some kind
of
knowledge.
I'm fine with you getting guidance, but... Daniel, you're dodging what I'm saying here.
Who's going to give that 16-year-old kid guidance on taking oxycodone? His dealer? No, he's going to say it's going to make you feel good, kid. Here you go. Give me $10.
Just so you know, you can go and get oxycodones right now today on the black market for $10 to $20. So they're already available to teenagers.
What you're talking about is making it real easy. In other words, anybody can get anything anywhere. Right now, that's not necessarily true.
Okay, so there's a couple of things that we...
One more point.
No. This point is really important. Places in Portugal, like Portugal and Amsterdam, where drugs are being decriminalized, and I mean real hard drugs like we're talking about here. I'm talking right now.
In Amsterdam. I don't care what they do in Amsterdam.
I'm telling you that young people have the use of these drugs has gone down. You're trotting out a straw man here that the facts have contradict. And here's what I think you're not looking at. In this country, these laws are used to incarcerate people who are non-white at a significantly higher rate than those that are white. There is a real problem, a racial problem, with drug laws in this country. How do you propose to handle that in your magic world where only the right people get drugs?
So you're saying, but you were also saying that police are evil for taking alcohol away from minors.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. It's wrong to take somebody who's peaceful, who's not harming anybody else, and put them in a prison cell. That act is evil.
You just dodge everything I asked you?
Yes, he did.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Did you dodge everything I asked you?
No. What was your question?
I said in this country, non-whites are incarcerated at a far greater rate than whites because of this war on drugs. How do you propose in this magic world where nobody gets the drugs they're not supposed to get, that you propose that we don't do it in a racial manner?
First of all, if you're talking about who's using the drugs and who's not...
Nope. I'm talking about who's getting arrested and who's getting put in prison. I have no clue who's using drugs, and you don't either.
Okay, so my job is I catch shoplifters for a living for a major retailer.
All right.
Should I not do that because my town happens to be more on the black side than on the white side?
No, of course not. Shoplifting is a crime with a victim, Daniel. Somebody taking an oxycodone hasn't victimized anyone. That's their own choice. It's their own body. Why do you support putting people in jail for taking drugs?
Because drugs are meant for a reason. Okay, they made oxycodone to kill pain.
Do you think that people's lives will be improved by going to jail?
No.
Well, why do you support it then?
But I'll tell you what, when I catch a shoplifter for the first time and they go to jail, more than likely they're not going to do it again. Okay.
So that's why you support it. You think, just to be clear, you think that because somebody gets caught by the system and put in jail that they'll stop using drugs?
Oh, that's the facts probably show that's not even close to being true.
Right. So what's the point?
If you're taking away somebody's chance of being successful in life, and if they're addicted to oxycodone, they're going to have a whole lot of hard times than somebody that's
no doubt
level head. And
do you think that going to jail gives you a greater chance of being successful in life, Daniel?
No, but
do you think having a felony on your rap sheet gives you a greater chance of being successful in life?
Man, you know what? You're starting to sound like an anarchist. Like you just want everybody to get off everybody's back and do whatever.
Yeah,
they
I want people
do.
Who haven't hurt anybody else to be left alone by people like you. Who thank you for the call. Who want to constantly meddle in other human beings' lives, and you believe you know what's right, so you're going to shove it down somebody's throat. Oh, what's that? You got caught with some prescription drugs. Well, you get to go to prison because somehow that's going to make your life better. When you get out of prison, you've got no home to go to because you haven't had your job since you can't. Pay rent. You can't pay rent. You lose your home. You got no home after you get out of jail. So how's that going to help somebody with their drug addiction problem? Oh, yeah, by the way, you can get drugs in prison, too.
Well, they find that marijuana is easier for kids to get than alcohol. At least I read that some. I don't know now that they're legalizing marijuana if this is the case, but a few years ago that was the situation. You know, people get addicted to alcohol. That's going to be a real problem in your life if you're addicted to alcohol, getting being successful, that kind of thing.
Ban alcohol. Some people are ruining their lives on that drug. It's a very hard drug. It's very dangerous. We should ban it, right, Mark?
But, I mean, when you look at Portugal and Amsterdam and you see places that have decriminalized hard drugs, I'm not saying they've made them legal and made, you know, what we're talking about here. I'm just saying that the fact is that young people are using them less there. Those are the facts.
They're not using alcohol less, Mark. They're using alcohol like crazy. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, they were tearing signposts out of the air. Shouldn't we ban alcohol? Why not?
Well, the fact is, in Europe, it's a lot easier for young people to drink. And as I understand, there's no drinking age at all in Ireland. So there's many places in the civilized world where young people can drink as young as they want. With families in Italy, you can drink wine,
but
at the dinner
alcohol
table.
Is dangerous. People get addicted to this drug. It kills people. Shouldn't
sure it
be illegal?
I want to know whose business
you are dodging my question. Shouldn't alcohol be illegal? It is dangerous.
Of course not. We've done that already. The Valentine's Day massacre was a terrible thing, and it happens on a weekly basis here in the United States with the current types of prohibition we have.
Jason's in Virginia, listening to WLNI in the Lynchburg area. Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
A couple of things, actually. I was going to change the subject and talk about something different, but I've heard the last couple of people, and it's kind of driving me crazy.
All right.
I'm with you 100% on the decriminalization of most of these drugs.
Excellent.
I've always been taught that laws were designated to protect us from one another, not from ourselves. We have every right in the world to be idiots, right? Everybody can be stupid. If somebody wants to go take heroin, let them. It can be good for population control.
They're doing it anyway.
Right. They're going to do it. So let them do it. And see, in my opinion, too, this war on drugs is nothing but a new tax. You can generate better revenue by penalizing people. Prisons, of course, are making money, ungodly amounts of money. That's why our prisons.
Yeah.
It's not because we're freaking criminals. It's because we have a very corrupt government system.
It's because they've criminalized things that are peaceful activity. Jason, thanks for the call.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labbé is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini library you don't want to be without.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.